You know, there are a number of ways that many people enter into consulting. There are a number of different tracks, a number of different backgrounds, a number of different ways to transition into the industry. And I can definitely say that I took a very non-traditional path when I entered into consulting. And by taking that non-traditional path, I really brought with me probably a lot of baggage and a lot of unknowns when it comes to how to practice. And there's been a lot that I've learned along the way. Definitely the last 7 years have been transformative for me. But there's a lot that I know now that I only wish that I knew back then. And so I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to talk about three simple things that I wish I knew my first year in consulting. And it's my hope that by sharing this with you, it will be helpful along your journey.
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love.
So for those that don't know me, my name is Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. I help female solo consultants expand their services to generate more revenue. And part of why I created this business is to help people overcome some of the obstacles that I faced very early on in my career. And the first being that when I entered, like I say, in a non-traditional way, I did not know how to actually be a consultant. Just to tell you a little bit about my background, I am a clinical pharmacist by training. And when I entered into consulting or healthcare consulting, I entered really based upon just me filling a role to share my expertise, specifically in infectious diseases. So it was a very specialized background that I had, and I was entering as the expert in the field and sharing that knowledge to the clients that we were serving. But I was not hired with a consulting background. I did not have a background in business. And so I do want to kind of bust that myth that you don't have to have a background in business or have some previous experience in actually consulting to start out in the field. So I definitely entered a very non-traditional way, but I had to learn how to be a consultant. I had to learn how to practice day in and day out. And I was blessed to learn under our founder. He was highly regarded in the field, definitely very well known, highly published and highly regarded. He is definitely also excellent at consulting, at sharing his expertise, and really phenomenal at negotiation. Oh my gosh, he was great. But I had the opportunity to train under him. Now, training under somebody like that doesn't mean that you're going to automatically take on every aspect of their personality and their training that makes them successful. You hope to really glean a lot from them and a lot from the experience, but it is not an automatic exchange that will occur. And what I found over time is that despite having that access, despite having that training, it just wasn't quite clicking for me at first. I was able to do the job, but I had a lot of self-doubt that would creep in and that would keep me from being very productive. It would keep me from really making those authentic connections because I was unsure about myself. I didn't know whether or not how I was approaching my practice and my work. I didn't know whether or not that was effective. I didn't know whether or not I was doing the right thing. And because I had that self-doubt, that kept me from really functioning and working at my highest capacity. Also, the fact that I was trying to follow somebody else and really walk in their footsteps kept me from taking risk. It kept me from really branching out and thinking about things differently. I stayed in a comfort zone. I was very afraid of making a mistake, and I didn't want to look as if I was not prepared to meet the challenge. I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of clients. And so because of that, that really caused me not to show up fully in practice. And those were things that just really were huge setbacks when I was first starting. But one of the key things and the first thing that I had to learn is that I needed to be authentic. So if there's one thing that I can tell you, it is that you need to build an authentic consulting practice. Now, what do I mean by being authentic? I mean by being yourself, by truly embracing who you are and what you're able to bring to the table. That meant that I did not have to practice like my boss practiced at the time. I did not have to practice like my other colleagues practiced at the time. I had to learn what I needed to do in my role and in my job and in my position, but I could have flexibility in how I was able to present myself and carry out that work to achieve the goal. And when I realized that I could do this in any way that I saw fit, as long as it produced a result, and it was appropriate, of course, then I could make a lot of headway, because then I did not have to restrain myself or keep myself from being creative or taking risks. I was able to fully show up and just really get very immersed into the work and think about the transformations that I can offer and what I could really bring and offer my clients. When I was able to really get into this mode where I was more so focused on the service that I was providing instead of focused on trying to copy or mimic somebody else, then that's when the breakthrough occurred. So if there was one thing that I was to tell you and recommend right off the gate, is that you need to focus on building an authentic consulting practice, not copying others, but being very authentic in how you approach things. Now, one of the second things that was extremely helpful for me was really learning how to embrace my feminine energy, or what I like to think of as feminine power. Now, feminine energy is something that we all have, you know, regardless of gender. We all have access to that feminine energy. And oftentimes what I find is that in consulting, we usually lean more so on that masculine energy because it's a very hyper-masculine space. There's a lot of bro culture going on. And even with my boss that I trained under, as great as he is and was in our work in the industry, he's now retired, but how great he was in that capacity, he definitely had more of a very hyper-masculine presence and really leaned more into that I would call bro culture type of consulting, where you are a bit more aggressive in nature, where you are focused more heavily on that competitive edge. And you are also definitely kind of very mindful of the negotiation process when it came to difficult situations, and you were focused on getting the win. And so that's something that I did not find to be very helpful for me. It really caused me not to feel comfortable when I was practicing and interacting with others. And it was definitely not something that I was able to naturally embody. And what I realized over time is that I really did better when I was able to embrace my more feminine traits. And what I mean by that is when I was able to show up with more empathy, when I was able to be more vulnerable, when I was able to use my creativity and definitely be more nurturing to my clients, that's what allowed me to really excel. That's when things took off. The moment that I realized that I could do these things a little bit differently, that I can embrace this feminine power, that's what allowed things to take off. That's what allowed me to succeed. That's what allowed clients to be attracted and drawn to me over time. And I thought about, you know, why is that? Why is it that by me kind of doing what others often felt was taking a weaker stance or approach to consulting, why was that working? Why was that allowing me to be more effective? And really what it came down to is the fact that often clients were looking for something different. Clients were looking for many of those qualities that your feminine energy allows you to embrace and to highlight. Those are things that we often link to soft skills. Actually, when you think about empathy, when you think about creativity, when you think about communication and vulnerability, those are all soft skills. That's that level of emotional intelligence that businesses and companies and other clients actually look for when they're seeking out help with their most difficult issues. And so what I found is that this feminine energy, or what I like to consider the feminine power, allowed me to stand out from among the rest. It allowed me to really position myself differently in the industry. And that was what I really could attribute to a lot of my early success, was really being able to embrace these things that were different and were unique, and being able to, once again, function more authentically day to day. So one of the second things I definitely recommend is that you really consider embracing your feminine energy and really tapping into that empathy, that creativity, and that nurturing spirit that you naturally have, because it can truly, truly help you when it comes to advancing in consulting.
Working for yourself as a female solo consultant can definitely present its share of challenges. And oftentimes we can find ourselves overwhelmed with work without the appropriate systems and structure in place for us to navigate the challenge. If you are looking to expand your practice to generate more revenue, then I have the solution for you in my signature program, Expand to Excel. And you can find out more information by visiting www.excelatconsulting.com and click and book your next step call. Talk to you soon.
Now, the third thing that I really found helpful in my journey is that I had to figure out how to create effective and efficient systems. Systems as well as creating structure in my practice, so that I not only just showed up to do the work, but I was doing it in a way that could be reproduced over time and by other people. Because when you are creating strategy and you're building things out for clients and you're really giving them a roadmap or a guide for them to follow, they have to be able to implement that and generate the same results that you would if you did it yourself, right? And so what I found is that by having systems and by having structure, I could produce high quality results, and I can do that repeatedly over and over again, so they were reproducible. And that high quality paired with reproducibility is actually what helped me to become more successful. And not only is it a matter of you just creating a system or a structure that's going to help your client succeed or help you work more effectively, but it is really the pre-work that you need to do if you're thinking about expanding and growing your consulting business. You can't keep everything in your head, right? If you're keeping everything in your head, it's going to be very difficult for you to reach out and get the help that you need from others, because they cannot read your mind. And it's going to be very difficult, time consuming, for you to sit down and really map out all of the things that you should have had in place over time, especially if you're doing this 2-3 years down the road after you've started. It's very hard to go back and to really outline that. It's definitely possible, but it's going to take you a lot of time to do so. So what I always recommend is that as you are moving along your consulting journey, as you're going from client to client, that you focus on creating the systems and the structure that you need, so that each of your collaborations and your interactions and engagements with clients, that they go more smoothly over time, and that you're able to really improve upon what you're delivering to your clients, that you're able to give them an experience that gets better and better with time. That is going to be one of the key ways that you're able to retain clients in the long term, as well as really go back and generate, number one, increase referrals, but also really create these opportunities for engagement with those same clients in the future. You have to have those systems and that structure in place for you to be successful and for you to really function and run your business in a very seamless manner. So the third thing, again, is that systems and structure, they are truly your friend. They will allow you to have the freedom and flexibility that I know that you desire, but you have to have those systems and you have to have that structure in place in order to do that. So, you know, all in all, those were three simple things that I wish I knew my first year in consulting. Once again, just to recap, the first is that it is extremely important that you be authentic and that you build an authentic consulting practice. The next thing is that you want to embrace your feminine energy, what I like to call your feminine power, because it will help you stand out from the rest. And three is that systems and structure are vital to your success. Systems and structure have to be something that you prioritize early on in your consulting journey. So with that being said, that wraps us up for today. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. I'm sharing information and content like this on a daily basis, as well as you can visit excelatconsulting.com to grab more information. Definitely grab your free starter guide if you're thinking about how you can effortlessly grow your consulting business. And until next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excelatconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.